Moolah, Nothing Burger? Think Again. By James Dalton. It's serious. That so few see the seriousness is also serious. The United States of America is in crisis and it feels like it is coming to a head. Soon. The conclusions of Special Counsel Mueller's investigations are about to be revealed. For 2 years the world has been fed news of Trump and Russia, of Russia and interference, of Putin, of Novichok, of impeachment. Observing the reactions of different people in relation to this story has been fascinating. It is as though two parallel universes have collided, where two distinct and opposite stories are being played out in the real world. In one of these universes, movie one if you will, Donald J. Trump is an existential threat, a totalitarian and rogue racist, homophobic woman abuser who has stolen the US presidency through colluding with Russia and its evil dictator Vladimir Putin. This may be the extreme version of the reality, the picture painted in the minds of those who are accused of suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. This is the view of a significant minority and the fear of many throughout the world. It is a picture painted by celebrities, academics, politicians of many hues and most significantly, the TV, radio, print and online mainstream media. In the other universe, call it movie 2, Donald J. Trump is the liberating hero, a liberty-loving savior asserting the Constitution and Bill of Rights and judiciously selecting Supreme Court justices to protect and preserve those liberties for the near future beyond his presidency. He is reasserting the core values of the USA, putting America first, securing its borders and protecting its interests. He is selflessly giving of his time, power and wealth in service of the people to whom he has promised so much, much of which has come to pass. This may be an extreme version of the reality, the picture painted in the minds of those who are accused of being fascist, Nazi, far-right, white supremacists and other epithets which once conveyed some kind of meaning. This is the view of Trump supporters and voters, of alt-media and many Brexit-supporting Europeans who see independent nation-states as being the foundation of a peaceful future and who see the Russia collusion story as a witch hunt and a nothing burger. It's coming to a head soon. The revelations that will be revealed as Mueller's investigation is completed will clarify which movie is supported by evidence, the basis on which human beings use to evaluate the reality of the world in which we exist. A large minority of people are going to be shocked, disappointed, angry. Others will say I've been saying that all along. To those who have been analyzing the evidence that is available in the Russia collusion story, evidence which has proven to be journalist's kryptonite, the outcome is known and the reason for the noise from the mainstream media is clear. Lies have become the norm in shaping the minds of the voter base and the mechanisms for mind control through propaganda delivery have, until recently, seamlessly directed the voters to believe what is right and good. In the USA, Obama was right and good, Clinton was right and good, Trump is orange and bad. Orange man bad. The mechanisms for mind control have changed. Social media and the internet, citizen journalists, curiosity, questioning, skepticism, decentralization of ideas, ownership and dissemination, these are the valuable changes to the mechanisms of mind control. These are the changes that can affect a real change, a change for the good. Trump is a reaction. He is neither the character of movie 1 nor movie 2. Trump is a rejection of the authoritarian globalist cabal represented by Clinton, by Obama, by Bush, by Clinton, Bush SR, by the Conservative Party, the Labour Party, the EU, the Bilderbergers and controllers of central banks, by the corrupt political elites who have been shaping world governance in the vision of a corporatist elite, distant from the hard-working common people of the advanced societies which constitute what is regarded as Western civilization. It's coming to a head. Will more of our neighbors, family members and work colleagues awaken to the reality that movie 1 has played out, and is pure fiction? Will more people start to question and think for themselves? That is undoubtedly the trend. I think they will. I also think the scriptwriters of Movie 1, the journalists and incumbent politicians and power brokers, the swamp, will double down on their fantasy and continue with the Trump derangement syndrome sequel in their ongoing vandalism of truth and the observable destruction of the environment where civil, rational and evidence-based discourse once thrived. The Trump temperature in the media is rising. Russia. Trump. Mueller. Collusion. The unresolved crimes of Hillary Clinton, Clapper, Comey et al. It is coming to a head. Copyright James Dalton 2019, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. dvparty.uk.